Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department about the upcoming Ice Cream with a Cop event on Sunday.
Ice Cream with a Cop, this time with a donut. A little thing coming up on September 8th, something that the fourth year running of it has been going on, something that I know the Knoxville community looks forward to. I know kids look forward to. I know my kids would look forward to it as well. It's a fun time. Lieutenant Fuller, I guess when it comes to it, ice cream, this year donuts, take us through the whole thing.
So, yeah, we're really excited about Ice Cream with a Cop this year. You know, like you said, it's our fourth annual event. This year, with a little bit of a twist, we're partnering with Cone Corner and with Dinky Donuts. They're going to come. They're going to, let's see here, dish out some ice cream, you know, hand out some donuts. It's totally free for the community, you know, so everybody, we just encourage you to come out, be a part of the event. Just going to be great this year.
You know, I was thinking about it. I was like, so what you're saying is it's a way to get the community together while also getting the kids hyped up on sugar.
Correct. Yes. On a Sunday, right before bed.
So exactly. That's leads into my next question. What time is this actually going down?
Yeah. So it'll be Sunday, September 8th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in front of the police department here on South 3rd Street in Knoxville.
Now, this is, like you said, it's your fourth time doing it. How awesome is it to see the community come out and take part in this? And how awesome is it to be able to serve these kids all that sugar right on a Sunday?
Well, it's great. You know, it's just a really good way for people to meet our officers, kind of out of our normal element, you know, not being a victim of a crime, you know, not being, stopped for speeding or rolling through that stop sign, whatever it is. A lot of people know we've got three new officers this year. They're all going to be there. It's a great chance to meet them and just kind of, you know, talk to them and learn a little bit, more about them, where they've come from and all the stuff that they've done throughout the years.
When it comes to this, I know a lot of questions we get at the station is, you know, how do I got to do this? Do I just show up? And what can I expect? So I guess take us through a day. If you're a kid, what can they expect if they show up?
All right. Well, if you're a kid, you're going to be looking forward to this event the entire weekend. Unfortunately, it's right smack dab at the end of the weekend. But you just show up at 6 p.m. in front of the police department here, and you get ice cream if you want ice cream. You get donuts if you want donuts, or you can get ice cream and donuts if you want both.
You know, when it comes to this, I know it's one of those events that, you know, the police department loves doing and being part of the community, but how awesome is it to kind of help build our morale in the community by, you know, adding another thing like this?
Well, you know, there's a lot of really good stuff going on here in Knoxville. And, you know, Nathan, you and I were part of an event last weekend right before school started, and we just got to brag about our community. You know, I brag about the police department, our officers, any chance that I get. We've got a great group of officers. There's a lot of stuff going on here in Knoxville. We need to be proud of it. We need to brag about it. I mean, we just opened up a brand new library. There, you know, a brand new school year started. There's just a lot of stuff to be proud about in Knoxville. And this is our way just to kind of, you know, promote that and give back a little bit.
Now, when it comes to this, I know before you guys had the little dishes out where you had all the different toppings. Is that the same thing we're going to have for this year?
It is, yes. With a little bit of a twist, we're actually going to have twist ice cream as well. So, you know, not only can you get vanilla, you can get twist. See, Cone Corner is going to be providing toppings. Everything you need is going to be there. So just show up and have some ice cream and donuts.
Again, it's completely free. And another thing, I guess, give your best sales pitch to these kids and their parents. More like to the parents. Why should they bring their kids out on a Sunday evening to take part in this Ice Cream for a Cop?
Cone Corner and police officers.
And one more time, one word to describe this event.
Amazing.
Thanks to Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.